최신 소식과 한국어를 공부할 거 한 번에 할 수 있는 시간이죠. Headline Korean. Keep yourself updated with the latest and current issues here in Korea with me, myself, the 한국어 천재. That's right, you heard it here. 오늘의 제목이 이렇습니다. 나만 춥나? 남들보다 추위 많이 타는 이유가 뭘까요? Today's headline all about being cold. 오늘 기사 주제는 추위에 대한 내용인데요. We want to know if you guys, 우리 지니님 같은 경우에는 추위를 많이 타시는 편인가요? 별로 안 타시는 편인가요? Do you feel cold easily? Or do you not feel cold easily? The article for today is, Am I the only one who's cold? That's like the question of my life. 저는 항상 추위를 잘 타가지고 항상 이러는데요. The article says, reasons why you feel cold more than others. So let's break this down. 나만 이런가? 나만. It's basically a combination of me, 나, 만, only, only me. 추운 건가? 춥다. Coming from to be cold. 남들보다. So comparing yourself to others. 보다. You can say rather than or compare to or more than. 남들보다 more than others 추위를 잘 탄다 or 타는 이유가 뭘까요? 추위를 많이 탄다라고 하면 it's to feel cold easily, to get cold easily. 추위를 많이 안 탄다 is to not feel cold easily. 이유가 뭘까요? Well, it could be because of your 체질, the way your body is built. We call it your body constitution. But it can also be caused by abnormalities in your body, where your fat is stored. All these different things can make you feel cold easily, more than other people. You might want to check out your 체질. 여러분의 체질 한번 체크해볼 수 있는 시간을 가져볼 텐데요. First, 첫 번째는 abdominal fat. 복부 지방인데요. You can actually feel more cold than other people with high body fat, which is very interesting. Another way to say it is your 똥배. 똥배가 크면 더 추위를 잘 타고 하는데요. According to a study, even though the total amount of fat was the same, people with more abdominal fat, 복부 지방이 더 많은 편이 있으신 분들은 더 추위를 잘 탄다고 합니다. More fat along the stomach area, may it be love handles or just around your belly, you actually got cold more compared to other people. Now, this is because body fat is concentrated on your belly. That means other body parts, like your arms and your legs, lack that fat. And fat is like an insulation that keeps you warm. 그래서 복부에 지방이 많으면 뭐 팔이랑 다리랑 그런 데에 지방이 없기 때문에 더 추위를 잘 탄다고 합니다. Now another reason is that you might have to consider eating late night snacks and overeating, which is what we just talked about. 야식이랑 과식이 추위 타는 것에 영향을 미칠 수 있다고 합니다. I never knew that. That could be the reason for me. I always eat a lot at night. But that probably means you're getting a belly, of course, and you're not exercising. You're just eating and then right away going to bed, and you might feel cold easily due to muscle loss. 그쵸? Last but not least, you probably gain weight and feel cold more easily than normal. You can suspect hypothyroidism, 갑상선 기능 저하증인데요. If you have these symptoms like hands and feet getting cold easily, you should probably visit the hospital. Of course, these are more serious issues, but if you can, stop eating late at night, and if you could maybe do some sit-ups before going to bed, maybe you'll have warmer nights. In any case, we'll leave you guys with a song. We have much more coming up for Who Said What? Coming up in just a bit. Here is Chung Sejin, 날이 추워져.